Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 329, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 329. I have already chosen what you will. Father, I thought I wandered from your will, defied it, broke its laws, and interposed a second will, more powerful than yours. Yet what I am in truth is but your will, extended and extending. This am I, and this will never change. As you are one, so am I one with you. And this I chose in my creation, where my will became forever one with yours. That choice was made for all eternity. It cannot change and be in opposition to itself. Father, my will is yours, and I am safe, untroubled, and serene, in endless joy, because it is your will that it be so. Amen. Today we will accept our union with each other and our Source. We have no will apart from His, and all of us are one because His will is shared by all of us. Through it we recognize that we are one. Through it we find our way at last to God. I have already chosen what you will. I love this lesson. It just lightens my load, lifts my heart. To really remember, to take in deeply, that I've already made the only choice there is, the choice to be my Father's son. He says this, I chose in my creation, where my will became forever one with His. The choice was made for all eternity. And that reminds me that all these choices I think I make here, that I am burdened by, that they are all illusion. He says, the only choice I've ever made was made forever. That was the choice to be in oneness with the Creator, with all my brothers and sisters who are part of my oneness. And I experience that in each of the present moments that I place awareness in. Whenever I am in the now, I am remembering I've made the only choice that was ever made. The only choice. It's already been made. And in making it, I am already safe, untroubled, serene, in endless joy. Because I chose my Creator's will to be the same as mine in my creation, this is just so full of light and love. No more struggle. Nothing but a lightness to the adventure that follows. Whatever it may be, however it appears to unfold, knowing the choice has already been made, I am always one. It's just beautifully liberating. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, I thought I had wandered off and made other choices, but I haven't. And you remind me in each moment that I haven't, that I am still as God created me, that I have the same will as His, as every being on this illusory world does. Help me today to break out of time and instead abide in the present moment, remembering the truth that I am as God created me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, becoming aware of our breath, of the body, of the sensations. And we choose one and focus on it. The peripheral thoughts quiet down, no longer attracting our attention. We may be aware they are there, but we pay them no attention. Simply letting them dissolve away on their own accord. We sit in the present moment, knowing there are no choices that need to be made. The only choice that was made has been made, and no other choice need be made. We made the choice to be safe, untroubled, serene, in endless joy. We've made the choice that our will is one with all beings. No other choice is relevant or possible. If a choice comes to mind, simply ask, who is asked to make the choice? Is it the truth of me? Or is it a false belief that a choice is possible? Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in returning to untroubled, serene, endless joy in remembering our truth, that we are one with all being. Namaste.